consumers, Americans, we are one and the same. So, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Complaint. My name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member of End Consulting, and I'll be your froggy-voiced hostess or cruise director for this episode and every episode of the Daily Complaint. So, welcome to the Daily Complaint. We have taken about 6 weeks off. I wanted to come to you all yesterday or Monday, but obviously I've been dealing with some froggy-voiced issues with a little chest cold. So I couldn't hold off any longer. I wanted to make sure I came to you all, or we aired for you all today live. Again, you're listening to The Daily Complaint. We can be accessed at thedailycomplaint.com. We've made it that easy for you folks. And what we do here, folks, just for those of you who are joining us for the first time, is we talk about mortgage issues. We talk about debt and financial issues. We talk about consumer rights. And let's face it, every single one of you that are listening, including myself that's speaking, we are all consumers. We are consumers of something, whether it's mortgage, whether it's auto loans, whether it's auto or a home and you own it outright, you're still a consumer. Whether you're a consumer of grocery items or electronics or coffee or tea, we are all consumers. So that's what we do here, folks, at the Daily Complaint, is we bring to you a complaint. We discuss what the complaint is, how to combat it, and what your rights are that are associated with the complaint. Okay, so let me back up and try and reintroduce myself. Hopefully, my voice will last the entire show. Like I said, I've been trying to get to you all since Monday. We've been off for about 6 weeks. The reason being, I know we reached our 301st episode. So we've done 301 episodes. And I am almost 300 days pregnant. Well, not really. I am 7.5 months pregnant. I don't know how many days that equates to, but it's definitely somewhere between 200 and 300. So I've been preparing selfishly, if that makes sense, for the arrival of my child. And so I've needed some time to gather some things up and do some things. So we wound up taking some time off of the Daily Complaint once we hit our 300th show. But nonetheless, all of our episodes are always archived. We've probably hit on every issue, every company, every consumer rights protection, every agency that exists to protect you, to include state and federal agencies. So we felt like you were in good hands with our archives for the last, like I said, probably about 6 weeks. So I apologize for taking the time off, but I'm very happy to be back. Like I said, I'm sorry that I have a froggy voice. Kind of comes with the territory. I'm trying to drink some tea to see if I can stay the 30 minutes that we air live. For those of you who are listening for the very first time, I want to extend a warm welcome to all of you because you're taking a first step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. For those of you who are listening for the second, third, fifth, 12th, 15th time, an even warmer welcome to you. And reason being is because not only have you taken that first step of knowing your rights and asserting your rights, but you've made or are making a commitment to move forward down that path. And that's what we really want to encourage you all to do as consumers. I had a conversation with a gentleman last night who I owe some documentation to this morning. And I explained to him, I'm happy to provide him with the information that he's seeking. Okay, he wants me to send him a proposal because a lot of people don't want to do it on their own. I'm here to tell you, you can absolutely do it on your own. You just have to gain the knowledge. So we're going to look at the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's a very controversial agency along political party lines. But when it comes to consumer rights, they do a decent job of providing you a portal in which to voice your complaint and get an answer. Okay. It puts additional pressure on your mortgage servicer or lender or financial agency or basically anything that's consumer related. So credit reporting, auto loans, payday loans, really kind of on the financial side and the consumer side, that's where the CFPB steps in. We're going to hear from the CFPB director, Richard Cordray, here in just a minute. But before we do that, I just want to go down the path that I started going down. So let me reintroduce myself. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own N Consulting. N Consulting puts on or brings to the daily complaint every weekday. That's our goal. Obviously, as I said, we've been out for about 6 weeks, and we tried to get to you on Monday, but clearly we're now on Wednesday because my voice has sounded like this since Monday. So our goal, as I said, is to educate consumers as to where you can get information about your consumer rights as well as help. Okay? So I understand it's a tall order to get educated when you're dealing with a situation, but it can happen, and we're here to point you in the right direction. The CFPB, what they do a great job of doing, I should say, is providing information, but they're not the only place where you can go to get information. So we're going to go and talk about the complaint that we have today, which is about HSBC and PHH Mortgage. It actually is coming internally. I wanted to do something that we've been dealing with in our office. Felt it was important to bring this to you. But before we do that, I want to just, again, provide you with a resource at the top of the show. That way, if you can't stand my froggy voice, at least you can go there. The CFPB's website, again, the CFPB stands for Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Okay? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is a 21st century agency, I'm reading from their webpage, that helps consumer finance markets work by making rules more effective, by consistently and fairly enforcing those rules, and by empowering consumers to take more control over their economic lives. The CFPB works to educate, enforce, and study. Okay? However, they have a specific place, excuse me, they have a specific role in your life as a consumer. Excuse me. And that's to provide you with assistance. Excuse me. Let me let them tell you. Excuse me.
Hello, I'm Richard Cordray. As the new director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and as someone who's been helping to build the Bureau for some time, I want to tell you that it's an extraordinary privilege for me to work on behalf of American consumers, consumers like you. Our team at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been answering calls and reading stories from hundreds of American consumers every week. Their stories illustrate the kinds of issues people are dealing with around the country. You can tell us your story at consumerfinance.gov. We've heard from people like Rebecca from North Carolina. She told us she missed a mortgage payment 9 months after her husband lost his job. In the 2 years since, her mortgage servicer has increased her payments, even though she entered a trial modification in an effort to lower her monthly payments. The servicer has charged her monthly fees for services she never asked for and she believes have never occurred, all while repeatedly threatening her with foreclosure unless she shells out more money in unexplained fees. Rebecca has frantically complied with all of these demands because she's afraid of losing her home, and so is doing whatever she can to stay in her home. The stakes are high. Consumers need to be able to fully understand the costs and risks of borrowing, and they need to be able to comparison shop for the best deal. Consumers deserve to have someone who will stand on their side, who will protect them against fraud, and who will ensure that they're treated fairly. The new Consumer Bureau was created to make sure that these things are achieved for all Americans. The good news is that we've already gotten started. Over time, we'll judge the success of our efforts by whether consumers are being treated more fairly and with more clarity and candor in the financial marketplace. The financial marketplace can be an arena that helps people find and seize opportunity, not condemn them to bewildering failure. By working every day to protect consumers, we will help to fashion a more resilient economy and a stronger country. Join us. Work with us. Help us make it so. Visit consumerfinance.gov and tell us your story today.
Okay, so again, I apologize for my coughing fit, but I'm glad that they stepped in, or Richard Cordray, I should say, stepped in. So, what are the goals when you get to consumerfinance.gov, folks? There are two goals for you as a consumer. One is to get educated, and two is to get help. On the top right of their website, which is at consumerfinance.gov, they have a link or an option to submit a complaint. How do we utilize this in our office? It's an excellent point or question. We utilize the submit a complaint portal to make the mortgage servicer or lender respond basically publicly to a complaint about something. Okay, it puts additional pressure on the mortgage lender or servicer because now they have to actually respond to the regulatory agency about what's going on. You also have an option on the back end to dispute their response, okay, which I guess inspires an investigation. You don't really know as a consumer, nor do we know as a consumer rights advocate firm, what happens on the back end. I'm just going to hope that someone's back there doing something. There's a wizard behind the curtain, okay? But nonetheless, it's a wonderful place to start if you don't know where else to start. So that's why we like to tout consumerfinance.gov, okay? Again, you can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. When you get there are links to our Twitter and Facebook pages. There's my personal signature at the bottom of every show. Again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I hope to sound a lot better tomorrow, but I'm always happy to be joining you regardless of my health status, shall I say. And like I said, this is our 302nd show. So we have 302 shows. And there's different information about different mortgage servicers and lenders in each show. So I would encourage you to listen to what's applicable to you. And therefore, hopefully you can get a much happier sounding me that provides you with information. Okay? Why do we do this? We do it solely because we have a passion for helping others. We don't get paid to do the daily complaint. In fact, we pay to do it to educate consumers. We have a passion, like I said, for doing it. We realize there's a lack of assistance for consumers with regard to consumer rights. Unless you want to sue, at which point it's expensive because you have to hire an attorney. We're not attorneys. We're strategic business consultants that happen to have a passion for helping consumers under the consumer rights advocacy umbrella. So, speaking of consumers, we had a client come into our office on October 21st, okay? At the time the client came into our office, they were unaware of any sale date, anything like that, okay? Their mortgage servicer, per our understanding and theirs, was HSBC, okay? So the client is in active foreclosure, but again, was unaware and had no knowledge of any sale date. So the client's first goal was to submit a request for mortgage assistance, which we advised him as to where to get the information, how to fill it out, and then we act as a conduit so that they can submit the documentation. We make sure they fill everything out correctly, and then it goes up to the mortgage servicer. However, the client submitted the paperwork on October 23rd, submitted what's called a request for mortgage assistance. If you want to submit a request for mortgage assistance, I would advise to you that you visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and go through their documentation and submit their documentation. Every mortgage servicer, mortgage lender has to take it that participates or that doesn't participate. It's an application, and if you have to fill out something else, at least you have a baseline. Okay. It also advises you as to what supporting documentation is needed to be considered a complete request for mortgage assistance, which is usually income verification and access and or taxes information. Okay. So, our client submits their documentation to HSBC. We receive a call from HSBC on the 27th. So the 23rd was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, advising us that the client has a sale date for November 9th. This is October 27th. Okay. And advising us that the single point of contact was just made aware of the sale date on the 23rd of October. The client has not yet been made aware of the sale date, okay? And that the client didn't submit a package 15 days in advance of the sale date, so they are not going to review the client for mortgage assistance, okay? So if you do the math and you subtract 23, which is the date they submitted the package, from 30, that's 7, and then 9 days for the sale date, November 9th, that would be 16 days, okay? So we advise the HSBC representative, single point of contact, that the client did indeed submit a request for mortgage assistance 16 days in advance, and we were advised back that it's when they process it, not when the client submits it, which, by the way, was wrong information. Okay. Also, the single point of contact could not tell us when the sale date was placed on the file. Excuse me. Nor could she provide us with any additional information with regard to the foreclosure attorney. In fact, she provided us with information that was wrong. And the foreclosure attorney information, phone number, etc., was wrong. It had been changed a year ago, and they never changed their system to reflect it. Okay? So you can see at this point, the client hasn't been served with proper notice. We're going to look at that in a second. The client wasn't made aware of the foreclosure attorney. In fact, it took them 3 days to figure out that they were providing us with the wrong foreclosure attorney information. And the single point of contact was providing the client with wrong or inaccurate information with regard to moving forward with a review. Okay, so what do we do about it? Because at this point, client has a sale date. By the time we get in touch and we realize all of this is going on, it's like the 27th, 28th, which means the client has a sale date in 11 days. So what do? We file complaints, okay? Where do we start? We start with the CFPB. We filed a complaint for wrongful foreclosure, for constitutional breach. Again, we're not attorneys, but consumer rights, you have to be served in a certain way, in a certain time frame. Nobody could provide us with notices when they were served to the client, so on and so forth. Okay, so we submitted a complaint into HSBC. By the way, we found out that we were actually dealing with PHH Mortgage, who was servicing the file for HSBC, but nothing says PHH. Everything says HSBC. So again, just deceitful in what's going on, who you're dealing with. You have no idea what's going on. So we submitted a complaint to HSBC/PHH. Again, I have no idea who we're really dealing with on a day-to-day basis. I would presume it's PHH Mortgage, and HSBC is just the investor owner of the loan. But amazingly, not one thing says PHH, which is mind-blowing in and of itself. Okay? So they're basically misrepresenting themselves as HSBC, even though they're really PHH Mortgage, which we only found out when we did a conference call with the correct foreclosure attorney on that Friday, which I believe was the 30th of October. Okay? So you can see already, folks, we're starting to uncover a lot of interesting information. So what do we do? Like I said, we submit a complaint to the Office of the President at HSBC-PHH. Again, we have no idea who we're dealing with. We submit a complaint to the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. We've given you that information, consumerfinance.gov. We submitted a complaint to the California Attorney General's office, Kamala Harris. Why? Because the client resides in California, and California has a very specific homeowner bill of rights that we felt were being violated by the actions of HSBC/PHH Mortgage. Okay. We also submitted a complaint to the California Department of Financial Institutions. And we submitted a complaint to the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Why? Because in June, HSBC was reprimanded for not being in compliance with laws, rules, etc., that surround consumer protection with regard to foreclosure. So you can now see why you have to know your rights and you have to understand where and how to assert your rights, because what ended up happening is it took literally until the day of the sale date that morning to get confirmation that they had postponed it for a month to allow the client, our client, to submit a complete request for mortgage assistance. Okay? So again, you have to know your rights. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of the things that we utilized. Okay? California Homeowner Bill of Rights. It became law on January 1st, 2013 to ensure fair lending and borrowing practices for California homeowners. By the way, I believe there are probably about, I believe almost every state has a homeowner bill of rights. I don't know if it's on a federal level, but I think on a state level, many have it. And then many of these rights were implemented through the CFPB's rules that protect homeowners as well. Okay? So you've got to understand what your homeowner bill of rights are, whether they're on a state level or on a federal level. California has some of the strongest homeowner bill of rights. Okay, so if you're in California, you need to utilize that in order to get what you want. Okay. By the way, the information that we're reading is off of the State of California Department of Justice Office of the Attorney General Kamala D. Harris, her page. Okay. Under California Homeowner Bill of Rights. So, the laws are designed to guarantee basic fairness and transparency for homeowners in the foreclosure process. Key provisions include restriction on dual tracking, foreclosure meaning when they're working with you to avoid foreclosure and they'll simultaneously foreclosing on you. Okay? Guaranteed single point of contact, verification of documents, enforceability, tenant rights, tools to prosecute mortgage fraud, and tools to curb blight, okay? So you can Google California Homeowner Bill of Rights, and you can get to this page, okay? So we utilize that, okay? We also utilized the U.S. Constitution. Okay? So, Googled service of notice of default or foreclosure sale. So, notice of foreclosure sale service. And this is where we got. Okay? It's U.S. Code 3708. It's U.S. Code Title 12, Chapter 38, 3708, Section 3708, I guess. Service of notice of default and foreclosure sale. Again, we're not attorneys, folks, but you know, and I know, or you should know, that if they're going to foreclose on you, if there's a sale date, they have to serve you, okay? So, the foreclosure commissioner shall serve the notice of default and foreclosure sale provided for in Section 3706 of this title upon the following persons and in the following manner, and no additional notice shall be required to be served, notwithstanding any notice requirements of any state or local law. Okay? So, again, you need to know what the federal laws are. In this case, we're going to focus on federal because, obviously, each of you are probably in different states. Okay, so one. The notice of default and foreclosure sale shall, together with the designation required by Section 3704 of this title, shall be sent by certified or registered mail, postage prepaid, and return receipt requested to the following persons: the current security property owner of record, the original mortgager and all subsequent mortgagers of record, all persons holding liens of record. Okay? Number two. Copy of the notice of default and foreclosure shall be published as provided in here once a week during three successive calendar weeks. And the date of the last publication shall not be less than 4 nor more than 12 days prior to the sale date. Okay, this information included in the notice of default and foreclosure sale pursuant to Section 3706. This title may be omitted, so on and so forth. Three. Copy of the notice of default and foreclosure sale shall be posted in a prominent place at or on the real property to be sold at least 7 days prior to the foreclosure sale, and entry upon the premises for this purpose shall be privileged as against all persons. Okay? So, clearly the property owner was not made aware of the foreclosure sale. So, one or all of those were breached. Okay? So, by utilizing this in conjunction with the Homeowner Bill of Rights, we were able to state that the foreclosure was wrongful, that the client, even without knowledge of the foreclosure, submitted a request for mortgage assistance, and we had a receipt showing that he submitted it on the 23rd of the month, which means he was in compliance. And we were able to show that HSBC/PHH was engaging in unfair, deceptive, abusive acts and practices, which is protected under your consumer rights, folks. So the moral of the story is what? You have to know your rights in order to assert your rights. There's no way around it. By knowing your rights, you're able to successfully mount complaints. By understanding your regulatory agencies, you're able to do them and assert your rights to the correct people that can help you. Okay? So, folks, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact me. Again, my name is Dana Schaffman. My signature is at the bottom of every show. You can contact me via phone or email. Like I said, somebody contacted me yesterday. We hadn't even done a show in 6 weeks. But, again, we're happy to help you. We're happy to point you in the right direction. We're happy to give you the information you need to fight on your own, okay? And you have to fight every day for what you want, whether it's mortgage-related, whether it's job-related, whether it's personal goals and incentives. You have to fight for it, you know? You don't just lay down and let them take advantage of you, folks, okay? So, again, thank you so much for joining us in the Daily Complaint. I hope tomorrow's a better day with regard to my voice and that it does not collapse as it did before. But we're very delighted to be back with you folks. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact us in any of probably the dozen ways that you can do so. Visit our Twitter and Facebook pages. We'll put this information up for you, therefore, on our Twitter and Facebook page. That way, it's available to you if you all need it. And in the meantime, folks, visit consumerfinance.gov. Get educated. Ask your state representatives about what laws protect you as under consumer rights, or Google it, or Yahoo it, or Bing it, or whatever your search engine of choice is. Ours is Google. So nonetheless, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow for another awesome edition of The Daily Complaint. We do air every weekday, but we archive every single show so you don't have to listen live to take advantage, folks. You can listen later at your leisure or leisure anytime by simply visiting us at The Daily Complaint. So folks, know your rights, assert your rights, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Take your destiny into your own hands and make it the best you can make it. So folks, we'll be back tomorrow. Have another great day. This is The Daily Complaint.